Rex, when did the team find out about Quincy's arrest?
Gosh, I don't know the specific. Somebody else, maybe. I mean, the days are kind of running together, but you know, this is something we take very seriously, obviously, and we're aware of it. And again, I'm not going to comment further on details or anything else because it is a pending legal matter.
Rex, can I just ask hypothetically, Jim Harbaugh said earlier this week that he would not allow a player who had been convicted of a domestic violence charge on his team. Do you feel the same way?
Again, I'm not, everything, there's different things. But obviously, there's a big difference from being, charged, allegedly, charged or whatever, and convicted. So, again, I'm not going to get into, what ifs or anything like that.
Did you find out about it before he was put on the practice squad, though?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Before he was cut?
What's that?
Before he was cut?
I said that before about the practice squad. I can't really remember the timetable. I've been so focused on the Raiders. Obviously, this is I'm not going to get into the specifics of it. So, I don't want to give you false information. I don't remember if it was before the practice squad or not.
What is your overall philosophy, though, on the league's, new policy on domestic violence and, the way Rodgers trying to enforce it now?
Well, obviously, I think it's appropriate. It's obviously, something that that not just the league, but everybody knows that that's a, that this is an issue and, a major issue and the understanding the league stance on it. I think it obviously is appropriate. But, again, there's always every case. There's different circumstances to every case. And, again, this thing will, we'll see what happens. But specifically, I'm not going to comment on it.
Thank you.